Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
A student asked me a couple weeks back at the breakthrough experience, how do our perceptions change our emotional reactions? Help me understand that, they said. I said, okay, very simple. Somebody had an event in their life that they thought was traumatic. Okay, that's the term they gave it. I was traumatized by this person's action. And really what it was is somebody that was important to them really slammed them and verbally criticized them and really condescendingly, arrogantly put them down. And they felt shocked by that because they thought they had a friend. They felt alienated and put down and withdrew and felt rejected and was hurt. Of course, that only hurts if you have a fantasy that being praised is good and you're addicted to pleasure and praise. Then the criticism and reprimands hurt. So I had to kind of have him aware of, one, the benefit. So I asked him a question, what's the benefit of them criticizing you at that time? He says, well, how could it be a benefit in that? I said, please answer the question. You didn't answer the question. You asked with a rebut to justify how it hurts you. How did it benefit you? I don't know. I said, look again. How did it benefit you? Well, I was less dependent on them and didn't rely on them. Were you dependent on them and relying on their opinion about you? Yes. And so how did that benefit you? I became more self-reliant. Great. Let's write that down. And how else did that benefit you? I reflected and wondered, why did he do it? And I kind of got an idea of what I did that triggered it. And I learned a little bit about why people responded to me. And I was partly responsible for why he did that. I said, what did you do that you were either arrogant or doing something that consciously or unconsciously challenged this person? He said, I defied what he wanted me to do. He was sort of an authority figure, and all of a sudden I defended it. And then he slammed me. I said, so you got a bit arrogant. You then chose not to do what he wanted. He was challenged by that. So you, in a sense, rejected his statements and authority at the time, and then he slammed you to try to bring you back into a control so he could then dictate your actions, in a sense. He said, yeah. I said, so what did you learn from that? He says, well, I realized that I was doing something that challenged and went against what he wanted, and so he retaliated at that, and I realized that if I do that to people, I'm going to get those kind of responses. I said, well, that's reflective. That's smart. That's a good thing if you learn that. So you change your perspective from him doing this to you as an innocent victim. You're an innocent victim to now you played a dynamic in there and you saw the part you played. So you then realize if you shift your perspective into actions, you get different responses from people. He said, yeah. Okay. So you're changing your perceptions as you reflect on this and you're discovering new benefits out of it. What's another benefit out of it? Well, as a result of it, I went back and I did some studies and I wanted to, why am I so sensitive? And I signed up for a personal development program to try to figure out why I'm so sensitive. I said, okay, so it catalyzed you onto an education process to learn and explore. I said, yes. So anyway, I asked him the question, what's the benefit? I asked him how did it help him spiritually and how did it help him intellectually and how did it help him in business and finance. We found a benefit for each area when I held him accountable. As we did that, his perception of that event transformed from one of I'm a wounded victim to one of the greatest catalysts for him to strengthen himself, be independent, grow, expand, etc. And he started seeing so many benefits, and it no longer was traumatic. It was actually like a hidden order. He saw the magnificence of why it happened and how it was a perfect catalyst in his life at that moment and the role he played in it. And he had a more reflective awareness and a broader perspective, and he realized that the rigid view about it being terrible and traumatic was a perspective or a perception that really wasn't whole. It was very subjectively biased and limited. And he also realized that he was addicted to being praised and addicted to being supported, which kept him kind of juvenilely dependent. And this challenged him and made him more independent, self-reliant. And when he stopped and realized it, he goes, I needed that. I said, sounds like you're now looking at it from a perspective that you're using it as fuel, not friction. And you're now seeing it on the way instead of in the way. And that's because you change your perception. And that's because you change the questions you asked that made you conscious of information you weren't conscious of, and realize that you now ask questions, how did it help you fulfill what was valuable to you in your life? Anytime you can link whatever happens to you to whatever is highly valuable to you, you become resourceful and you see it on the way, not in the way. Anyway, he changed his perceptions, changed how he felt about it, changed the label from being a victim of innocent, did it for no reason. And he realized the roles he played in the dynamic, saw the perfection of it, and was grateful. So it had nothing to do with what happened to him. It had everything to do with how he perceived, decided, and acted upon it, and how he asked questions that changed his perceptions. So you have the capacity to take whatever's happening to your life, positive or negative, in your first initial assessment, and actually balance the equation and see it both. And if it's highly positive, you're going to fear its loss. If it's highly negative, you're going to fear its gain. If it's neutral and you bring it back into balance, you're resilient and adaptable. So you have the capacity to change your perception, decisions, and actions and change your life. That's why William James said it really nicely in 1895. Greatest discovery of his generation is that human beings can alter their life by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. So you have that capacity. Just reminding you of that. Learn to ask the questions. That's why I teach the Breakthrough Experience, to give people a set of questions so no matter what happens in life, they can transform it into something of fuel and opportunity and be resourceful and do something extraordinary with their life. So your perceptions can impact your reactions and impact your life.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.